Greetings once again, John Johnson here with the audio message for Revelations 1467 website, current events message. And I want to look at the message today, having reviewed the news medias and different articles. I am posting some articles here that you'll find, I think, extremely interesting. But on this audio message, I want to focus on things like fake news and deceptions, challenges to the truth, the wickedness of the intentions of the evildoers, as the Bible calls them, to usurp the authority of God's word and try to bring destruction upon God's people. So, with that in mind, let me go and take you quickly to a scripture that has really troubled me for many years, trying to explain things to people about the importance of loving God's word and making the right choices. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 to 12, Paul the Apostle is warning the faithful not to be deceived. They apparently have heard some message from someone who is frightening them into thinking that Jesus, the Messiah, returned, and they had somehow missed his coming, or something at least to that effect. Paul is talking about deception here, and I want you to really take a careful notice to what he's saying, because this is a make or break situation. In other words, it's a game changer. In fact, if we were looking at an asteroid approaching the Earth, we might call this an ELE event, an extinction level event. Paul is talking here about something that is so important that we have to view it as an extinction level event in the spiritual life of people who claim to be believers. Paul says that before the coming of the Lord, for a second coming, there will be a great falling away. Before he comes, there will be a great falling away first. And the word Paul is using there in the Greek is the word apostia. It's a Greek word, 646 in your Strong's Concordance. And it means to defect or forsake from the truth. Paul says in verse 7, "For the mystery of iniquity does already work." The word iniquity, it's a Greek word, 458 in your Strong's Concordance, is the word anomia, and it means the violation or the transgression of law, lawlessness. Namely, it means the transgression of God's law, of God's Torah, transgression of the law, which the Apostle Paul writes about here, is the same word and description for sin that the Apostle John writes about in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. These scriptures here are overlaid on each other as far as their connection. Paul is saying the hidden works of lawlessness was now working to achieve the evil purpose it intends. Paul goes on to say these evil powers, satanically inspired, would manifest power and signs and lying wonders with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. They're going to manifest power and signs and lying wonders with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. Note this, and them that perish. This work going on is going to be deceiving and working unrighteousness in those who perish. Okay, not the believers, but in those who perish. Some of them may have been former believers, and this is why it's important that you understand this message. Because, he says, they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Let me say that again. Paul says, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God, Yahweh, shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Now, I don't know if you took that into serious understanding, what he just said there, but he said God himself is going to do this. And there's not anyone who can be saved from God's action against them. When God does something, it's final. And he says God himself, is going to send this strong delusion to those who had not a love for the truth, that they should believe a lie, that they might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. This would be a good place to pause for a moment and ask yourself, Do I really understand what God's Word is warning me about here? Do I? Let me ask you, what is Paul saying by they receive not the love of the truth, believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness? What is Paul saying there? Let me suggest you read John chapter 17 in its entirety. We have Yeshua there, Jesus, making intercessory prayer for the believers, namely his followers. He asked Yahweh, his Father in heaven, to sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Here's Yeshua praying for the people in his life that he's training to take over and carry on with the work of the kingdom, because he's soon going to be parting company with them, returning to the Father in heaven. Now, let's put Paul's words in alongside Yeshua's words. Clearly the truth, Paul says, those fallen away, deceived people have fallen away from is God's word. I think it's the only truth that can contextually apply here. So what happened to these fallen away? It seems those who once believed, at least to some extent, they must have been believers or they couldn't have fallen away. You have to fall away from something. So the only thing they can be fallen away from here is what they once believed. What happened here? I can only conclude that the pursuit of pleasures of unrighteousness, which he talks about here, that caused this, came between these once believers and their fellowship with Yahweh's word, his truth. What happened? How did it happen? Well, my thinking concludes here that the previous mention of the mystery of iniquity, now working, as Paul says, in those days, now working yet today, includes all the present day confusion and misinformation and fake news and all of the entertainment world's madness and evil presentations on the screen before us and the words that we hear constantly and all of this stuff that's going on, which I really believe is in concert with the New World Order groups, all combined their efforts and their commitments to destroy everything that God, Yahweh, holds dear to his heart. That includes us believers and God's entire body of the church and all that has to do with what God is determined to do in the kingdom. Yet these forces of darkness, these powers coming up from the ashes, from the days of Nimrod, who was building the tower to raise up to heavens to do war with God, these powers are raising up in this last day. They have not gone away. These spirits, they're still in the earth today, and these evil spirits are working in the minds of men in so many different ways, on so many different levels, and in so many different venues. They are a conglomerate out there that's working as the power of darkness, the kingdom of darkness. In other words, we now can see daily the times that Yeshua spoke of in his Olivet Discourse, when he was talking about kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation, talking about the seas and the waves roaring and men's heart failing because of things coming and perplexities on the earth, confusion, chaos. Well, that's the enemy's plan, if not to least deceive the people, at least to frighten them into submission. For a time, at least it seems that the Antichrist powers prevail, but as believers, we also know that their destruction is soon to come. Several years ago, I wrote an article titled The Sound of Truth. It speaks volumes on this subject, and I hope you will consider reading it. It's continuation of this discussion and goes into a lot of detail that fits into our times today, and it really is important to understand the sound of truth, because with all the sounds of Babylon and all the confusion and the clamorings and the rattling of the different people in the circus out there today on the midway or main street of America, we have this unbelievable presentation of everything unholy and ungodly and unclean and profane that you can imagine stampeding down the middle of Main Street America. And we as believers have to realize that Paul had that same thing in his day. In the many places where he went, there was the corruption and all of the evil and even the temple of Diana and all these places. And some of them had thousands of temple prostitutes, and they were doing all these unholy and pagan rituals and all the things that was going on. And the days of Noah, as he spoke of, and as in the days of Sodom. We are in a time that was described in the Bible to be called the end of time, the last days. And a lot of God's people are asleep and trying to avoid the confrontation with this truth. But we need to understand that there is this mystery of iniquity, this mystery of lawlessness stampeding through the earth and trying to confuse us and distract us and to separate us from our fellowship with the Word of the living God and the time we should be spending with the ministry of the Holy Spirit speaking to our hearts. But let me close this this short message with a hope and a promise to all of us who love the God of Israel, and we love His strong right arm, Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus. Those who feed upon His forever settled word and steadfastly choose to forsake all the unrighteousness and to seek Yahweh where He may be found, I think as the psalmist says. So the thing I'd like to at least ask you to consider here is to take out your faithful sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, your Bible, and turn to Psalms chapter 37 and read it, because it explains the entire spectrum of truth's work in the life of a faithful saint. You will be blessed, but you'll also be able to have something to hold fast to as a proper backdrop for trying to explain the insane environment that the mystery of iniquity and lawlessness and the sounds of Babylon are trying to obliterate the landscape with in the day in which we live. Shalom. God bless you.